Basketball is an extremely famous sport that is played all over the world, and in light of March Madness, I figured why not do a segment on shooting. As anyone who has played a pickup game with friends, taken a few shots with their family, or maybe even played a bit in high school, college, and beyond, anyone knows that your form matters. But today I want to discuss more than just the form, but the mechanics and science that lie underneath the process of shooting. There was a study done by Dr. Gintaras Duda, the physics professor at Creighton University, and he suggested that in order to make the perfect three-point shot, you would need to shoot at a 33-degree angle. Yet, we all know that if you were to stand farther away than the three-point line, the ball would need to cover a larger distance, which would need a higher angle, such as a 45-degree angle. And say, if you were to shoot the ball at 45 degrees, you could still make that perfect shot if you shoot the ball just under 20 miles per hour and with about 2 revolutions per second, and with a distance of 20.9 feet from the basket. Yet, Dr. Gintaras Duda wasn't completely off when it comes to shooting. You do need to calculate the angle in which you release the ball, because obviously your distance from the basket influences the angle. But he let out an important factor, which is speed. Also, having a backspin on the ball after you release it will positively impact the shot. And if you look closely at any game, all the pros put at least a little bit of backspin on the ball. This is because of a physics phenomenon called gyroscopic precession, which can be found in almost all sports such as soccer, football, volleyball, etc. And if you want to learn more about the gyroscopic precession in football, please check out my first episode on how to throw a football. Okay, back to gyroscopic precession. This is a phenomena that creates stability in projectiles. This will ultimately allow you to throw the ball softer, faster, and maintain an almost perfect parabolic trajectory, especially with the added benefits of lack of air resistance if you're on an inside court. Gyroscopic precession caused by a backspin can even influence rebounds, making them less volatile and unpredictable. Another important physics phenomenon in Newton's third law of motion. Newton's third law of motion just simply means that every action has an equal but opposite reaction. And I bet you've heard that all in your middle school science classes. Applying this law means that when a player is shooting a ball, their body will apply force to the ground and the ground will push back on them. So if they need to make a jump shot, then they would have to bend their knees and apply a downward force to the court to enable the ground to push back on them, which causes them to accelerate upward. The benefits of a jump shot are the added forces that follows as one pushes and moves upward. Therefore, the more force you apply into jumping and releasing the ball, the higher and faster the ball will travel, possibly adding to the accuracy of your shot. In conclusion, famous basketball players such as Stephen Curry, LeBron James, and Kobe Bryant make the act of shooting look so simple, but it is just because they have mastered the elements around them and optimized the effects of physics to their advantage.